My big pitch for like going to work for government, since we're on this, since you asked, and since I'm still going, is the thing that I think is going to be really interesting when this technology stuff, when our stuff starts to really embed itself in government, I'm not totally sure what the time frame for this is that government is basically a policy-oriented, government is a policy-oriented environment. And by that I mean, like, I kind of call it set it and forget it, right? Like, they do all their arguing up front, right? And then once the arguing is done, they're like, okay, go ahead and implement that now. We made a big plan for you, just go implement it and it'll work. So, I mean, sitting here in Pivotal, like, what does that sound like? It sounds like a shitty waterfall development process. And that's what it is. This is what we made out. Like, government policy is waterfall development. I'm like, oh man, what is going to happen to this place? Like,
yeah.
What can we do in this environment when we basically take sort of lean and agile methodologies?
City council stand-ups.
Yeah, yes. They're already in a semicircle. So, like, but like, to me, if you want to think about like where government gets really interesting and why I'm over there, it's that, right? What would that look like if government didn't think like, oh, the way, if they understood the same thing that we all understand, like, to the bone, which is that the starting point is literally just that, a starting point.
Yes.
And then all the power and the authority kind of comes afterwards in the delivery and iterative delivery of services.
Right. Momentum. Yeah.
So I think technology is actually going to create a sea change in government based on that.
Interesting, yeah.
But it's also just my wild guess.
Huh.